back to Matt Patrick.
Good Tuesday morning to you. The time now, 5:16. It is election day here in Texas. Joining us is Chris Begala and Jim McGrath, two of our favorite political insiders. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Roger.
Oh, you both sound very perky for 5:17 in the morning.
Tippy-top of the morning here.
Full disclosure, Jim McGrath has done some work for the Romney campaign, so I'm going to ask you first. It looks like Texas is going to push Mitt Romney over the delegate count, but yet I'm not seeing him a lot in Texas, Jim. Why isn't he making his appearance known?
Roger, he's really focused on the fall. Texas will put him over the top tonight. He's about 79 votes, or delegates rather, shy of that magical threshold to officially become the nominee. 152 delegates at state here in the Lone Star State. So he could fare as poorly here as President Obama has in some of these southern primaries recently. He'll still get there. So Texas will put him over the top. He's focused on the fall. He's focused on those critical swing states, Ohio, Florida, Colorado, New Hampshire, a few of those. That's where the battle's going to be, and I think that's where he's rightly focusing a lot of his time and attention these days.
Chris, do you think it would have been different if we had had our primary originally on Super Tuesday?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think it would have been, but we can thank the politicians for that and the census and everything else, how that falls down. It would have been different. It's a little anticlimactic, to say the least, because obviously to have virtually no say, other than taking Romney over the top, to have no say in the United States presidential election in relation to, you know, the open contest that is on the Republican side, it's very, very disappointing. Would have been different. I think Romney would have probably won Texas. It would have been close. It would have been more exciting. We would have had a statement, but such is not the case.
So, Chris, does this take away then from the importance of the Senate races and some of the other key ballot issues that are before Texas voters?
No, Lois. To the contrary, it makes it so that only a few of us are going to actually decide who the next United States Senator from Texas is. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to the Democratic side, it's virtually impossible for the Democrat to win in the fall. So whoever wins this primary here is going to be the next United States Senator from Texas, and we're looking at what will probably be a historically low turnout. Again, thanks to the politicians, we're sitting here looking at this. It's the people's fault, though. There should be more people voting. It'll be interesting to see where the numbers fall, though.
Political insiders Jim McGrath and Chris Begala. Gentlemen, if you'd hang on for 1 second, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the senatorial race here in Texas and some new allegations of mudslinging by all the candidates. Jim, this has been a pretty ugly race, not only the DA race with Lykos and Anderson, but also between Dewhurst and Cruz. If you had to pick the ugliest campaign, the most mudslinging, who would it be?
Oh, gosh, that's a toss-up all around. I would have to say maybe the DA's race, the race between Cruz and Dewhurst on the Senate side seems to be focused mostly on the issues. Each side is claiming that there's untruths being hurled at them. Imagine that. There's gambling in this casino. But I'd have to say that it seems like it's been more personal on the DA side. It just, and maybe it's because it's local and because we know both of the candidates involved, but high stakes all around, and the truth sometimes comes up short in some of these races, but it's part of the process.
And Chris, we always have a lot of spending, and there were a lot of ads, not only on television, but of course right here on KTRH. Did the candidates that spent the most money, have they seen the biggest payoff, you think?
Oh, gosh, you know, I really don't think so. I think you have to get to a point where you achieve saturation, and then you go beyond that. So I think there are some candidates that have probably spent plenty and maybe didn't need to spend that much. But, it's a point where you've got to get out there and you've got to get your message, and then you've got to also have rapid-fire response. So you're going to also have to return fire on some of these attacks. So, you know, you'd rather have too much than too little, that's for sure. I think David Dewhurst has spent clearly, by far, the most, and he'll comfortably be in the runoff, if not win, today. So we'll have to see. It looks like it's probably going to be a runoff.
So, Jim, what about the whole voter ID controversy that snagged us for so long, and now it's not a controversy as you go to the polls? Are people still confused, or have they finally gotten it that they don't have to worry about this?
Lois, I think it was clearly a case. The controversy around it is much ado about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just patently false to suggest that people that, you know, have to live in our society and show ID for so many other activities, you know, picking up prescription medicines. You have to have been off the grid, essentially, to not have an ID. So the idea that you can't or shouldn't be forced to use an ID to vote, mm-hmm. to cast your sacred vote, one of our sacred rights, it's hogwash. And this process is playing that out, as you rightly noted.
Well, we couldn't have an election day without talking to you two. Thank you very much. I'm sure we'll chat with you tomorrow as we recap all the races. Appreciate your time this morning. Political Insiders, Jim McGrath and Chris Begala.